course, we are following the issue in Durham County earlier today. Some issues with computer check-ins at five precincts led the State Board of Elections to ask Durham County to switch to paper books for checking voters in. That's been going on all day long, and it has been extending the lines and making it a little bit more difficult for people to vote. Based on that, Durham County Board of Elections earlier this afternoon voted to ask the State Board of Elections to extend voting hours until 9 p.m. for Durham County. State Board of Elections is meeting now to discuss that. Other organizations are getting involved in this as well. Democracy NC just filed a motion asking the State Board of Elections to do the same thing. And the Democratic National Convention, we're talking the National Democratic Party, is getting involved here now as well, as all eyes are on the state of North Carolina nationwide. We are joined now on the phone by the chair of the DNC, Donna Brazile. Donna, thank you for joining us today. And what is the state of things in Durham County right now?
Well, I believe that what's happening in Durham County is unconscionable. As you know, the Durham County Board of Election, they request an extension of the voting hours because of the technical problems that occurred earlier today. We understand that there might be some opposition from the state Republican Party. I think it's important to allow every eligible citizen, especially those who've been standing in long lines in Durham County, allow them to be able to exercise their right to vote. I hear that there are some people there that have been in line for over 3 hours. This voting location has been severely understaffed, under-resourced, and I'm talking about the location at North Carolina Central University polling station. Only two staff members have been there to facilitate the voting at North Carolina Central College. So it's important that we keep this location open, that we allow people to vote, and I would hope that the Republican Party would join in with us to extend those hours to ensure that anybody who's standing in line, anybody who's there before the polls close, they will be able to cast their ballot.
And certainly some Republicans at least joining this. The County Board of Elections is bipartisan, and they did vote unanimously earlier today to make that request to the State Board. State Board, of course, still hasn't weighed in. Donna, what are you hearing from Durham County in terms of people actually not being able to vote? Is it just extremely long lines, or have there also been reports of people actually not being able to?
It's extremely long lines, and as you can imagine, people want to get home. They want to get their kids from school, mm-hmm. Even on a college campus. Some people need to go to work. So we're really reaching out to our friends on the Republican side. We're reaching out to state officials to ensure that the polling hours is extended, so that voters are able to cast their ballots. They've been in line. They did nothing wrong. They want to participate, and that is the request that we're making to keep the polling station open to allow those who are in line, those who've been waiting hours to vote, allow them to have their vote cast tonight.
Speaking with Donna Brazile, DNC chair. And Donna, from the conversations that you've had and from the conversations that other Democratic officials have had with state officials, are you confident that the State Board will make that decision?
Well, I've reached out to Congressman G.K. Butterfield. I've reached out to local officials. As you know, all politics is local, and we're encouraging them to do the same. They've assured us that they are utilizing every resource at their disposal in order to make this happen.
And Donna, thanks for joining us. We're going to let you go in just a second. But before we do, state of the race nationally, what are you hearing? How confident are you about victory tonight?
I'm very confident. I mean, all across the country, we're seeing turnout to be as robust as 2012. I'm really satisfied with the kind of work our volunteers have been doing all day, knocking on doors, making phone calls. We're confident. I'm not overconfident. Remember, I'm Al Gore's former campaign manager. I'm not overconfident. I want to see every American cast his or her ballot. This is a very important election. This election is about the kind of country we are going to be, the kind of future we want for our children. And so I'm hopeful and optimistic that tonight we're going to make history. This is history we're going to make together when we elect the first female president ever in the United States history. But beyond that, we're working. I'm working hard. I'm calling into Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. I've even made calls to my home state of Louisiana, made calls into Mississippi and Nebraska. I'm calling not just so-called battleground states, but I'm calling across the country because I want to encourage every American, every eligible citizen to get out there and get out there and vote.
Well, I know it's a busy day for you. We're going to let you go. But Donna Brazile, DNC chair, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you get a chance to get some sleep after tonight.
I hope so, too. And God bless you, and God bless the great state of North Carolina. Thank you.